Arizonans seem to be driving a little less. New numbers from the Federal Transportation Department show between 2012 and 2013, the state's vehicle miles traveled, or VMT, dropped. That continues a decade-long trend. Will Tour is the Transportation Program Director for the Southwest Energy Efficiency Project and says people are driving less than they used to across the country, but especially in the Southwest.
For 50 years, from basically World War II until about a decade ago, people were driving more every year, and we were seeing per capita driving going up 1 to 2% every year. But in about 2004 and 2005, the amount of driving we do peaked and then has been coming down ever since. And the U.S. Department of Transportation just published the latest numbers, which goes through 2013. And what we saw is that trend continued, that in 2013, Arizonans drove about 0.5% less than they did in 2012, which means that going back to that peak in 2004, since then, Arizonans are now driving about 11% less than they were a decade ago.
Why is that, do you think?
You know, I think that there are a couple of things that are going on. We're seeing more baby boomers retiring and no longer commuting to work. More people living in kind of mixed-use neighborhoods in the core of communities, kind of near public transit. But the biggest influence, I think, is really the change in transportation choices among millennials. Right now, millennials are the largest generation in the U.S., and many more of them than in the past are abstaining from auto ownership and are choosing to, you know, sometimes drive, but to travel on public transportation, to walk and bike places. And so the drop in driving is by far the greatest among people who are under 35 years old.
How much of this do you think is the fact that a lot of the miles that are driven are probably driven by people commuting to and from work? In Arizona, the jobs that were lost during the recession haven't really come back as quickly as they have elsewhere. So there are still fewer people working than there were, you know, a decade ago. So how much of a role does that play?
So certainly the economic factors have some impact, but the fact that all over the country we've seen the same trend, and that the trend really started in 2004, several years before the recession really hit, and has continued unabated as we have seen perhaps not full economic recovery, but some significant recovery, suggests that that's really not the dominant factor.
How do Arizona's numbers compare to some of its neighbors?
Big picture, you know, compared to the nation, the nationwide, the drop has been about 7%. Arizona's drop has been 11%. If you look at the states around Arizona, Arizona is pretty much right in there where with the other states. The one state in the region that is a real outlier is Nevada, which has not had the same trends as either the rest of the Southwest or the rest of the nation, and has only dropped by about 0.7% over the last decade.
Will Tour is Transportation Programs Director with the Southwest Energy Efficiency Project. Will, thanks so much.
Thank you.